gotta bear with me. I'm a little nervous, but I just want to say my name is Tina, and I am a true follower of Jesus. I'm going to try and sum up 18 years in just a few minutes. Actually, Friday was my three-year anniversary of turning my life around. But prior to that, I actually was in and out of hospitals. I was in an institution. I was locked in an institution for about 18 years. I hated myself for the fact that that's all I heard all my life was, you're not going to amount to nothing, you're stupid. And then I thought that my life was not worth living for. So, and this is the honest truth, it was probably, and I'm not exaggerating, I probably tried to end my life at least thousands and thousands and thousands of times. I even have scars on my arms. I was ashamed of myself. It went on for years. I just wish, I don't know why I went through it, but now I do. Like I said, about 3 years ago, I was actually living with a neighbor, next to my neighbor, and she said to me, she says, well, why don't you come to a church? And it took me a while because, like I said, I didn't believe that there was a God, because I questioned myself, if there's a God, then why did I go through what I went through? I'm just going to, might sound like a broken or a repeat myself, but like I said, I was actually tied to a bed for like 4 or 5 months. And I did awful things to myself. But I didn't think there was nothing worth living for. I was a teenager that, I didn't think that I didn't want to live. Like I said, my parents told me, actually my mom was married like 3 times, so I was surrounded by alcoholics. Saw my mom get beatings. So I just wanted to end my life because I didn't want to see it anymore. But the good news about it, like I said, about 3 years ago, I came to this wonderful church that was probably about 50,000 people. And talked about getting baptized. And so I did. And then there was this group in Illinois that I started to go to, which was called Celebrate Recovery. And they had groups for depression, alcohol, drug addicts, codependency, and I was one of them. I wanted to fix everybody, because if I was fixed, then I could fix the whole world. Well, that didn't work either. So, like I said, I knew that I needed God in my life, and I knew that God existed. And I turned my life around, and I accepted God into my life, like I said, 3 years ago. And I'm so thankful, and I'm so grateful that God came into my life. And because if God was not in my life, I'd probably be dead. Because I would have kept trying, and then I would have kept trying. And so I did. I turned my life around and accepted God into my life. And to be honest, in 3 years, I have not been depressed once. And that is the honest truth. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful for that. Now I know that God's got plans for me, and now I just want to go out and speak to people what God has done in my life. And if he can save me, honestly, he can save anybody. And I don't know what else. It's just God's been wonderful to me. He is. And if it just bothers me when, because I think God's got plans for me to work with young kids, because young kids, they touch my heart, because like I said, when I was a teenager, That's all I heard in my head was, you're worthless, you're stupid, you can't do this, you can't do that. And what I needed to do, what God did, I'm going to say God, what God did was took the negative and replaced it with the positive. And to be honest, God's got plans for everybody. One of my favorite thing is God's got plans for us, not plans to hurt us, but plans for hope and a future. And I'm not good at memorizing verses, but if that sticks in my head. And I tell people that all the time, because nobody's not a piece of trash. So I just love what I do. And now this is my hometown, actually. And when my mom said, we're moving back to Decorah, I'm like, moving back to Decorah? What's in Decorah? Well, I'm in Decorah. And God's with me, and I'm grateful that I'm back in Decorah with God in my life, because when I lived here when I was a teenager, but I'm just glad now that I'm back in Decorah and that I have God in my life, because God's not done with me yet. So I'm glad that I'm here, because I put off coming to church. I've been here since November 1st. I'm like, I'm not going yet. I'm not going yet. I'm not. And I walked in here last Sunday, and I love it. I'm glad that God brought me to you guys. Because God's got plans for all of us. So I'm glad that I'm here. And I love the smiles. The young kids, I love everybody here. So I'm grateful. So thank you very much.